Summing up, the digestive apparatus. The digestive apparatus obtains nutrients the body needs from foods. Essential nutrients must be absorbed with food because there are some amino acids and fatty acids the body cannot synthesize. Some minerals are macronutrients that must be consumed in large quantities, and others are micronutrients to be consumed in small quantities. Vitamins are also needed for growth and metabolism. From the esophagus to the large intestine, the digestive tube is lined with four layers of tissue. Mucosa, the epithelium containing cells with secretory functions. Submucosa, the loose connective layer where the blood vessels and lymphatic vessels arrive. Muscular tunica, responsible for movements of the digestive tube. Serous tunica, peritoneum, a membrane that secretes a lubricating fluid that allows the internal organs to slide over each other. Ingestion, mixing, and start of digestion. In the mouth, food is ground up by the teeth and mixed with saliva with the help of the tongue. Saliva, secreted from the salivary glands, contains lysozymes, antibacterial action, and salivary amylase to digest starch. Food is transformed into a bolus and is pushed toward the throat. When it is swallowed, it passes through the pharynx into the esophagus, where muscle contractions push it into the stomach. The esophageal sphincter prevents food from going in reverse. In the stomach, the food is mixed with the products of the secretory cells in the gastric fossae. Pepsinogen, secreted by the chief cells, is an enzyme in inactive form. Hydrochloric acid, secreted by the parietal cells, activates the pepsinogen in pepsin and kills microorganisms. Mucus, secreted by the mucus cells, protects the stomach from the action of gastric juice, hydrochloric acid, and pepsin. The bolus, mixed with the gastric juices, is transformed into chyme, which passes into the small intestine through the pyloric sphincter. Digestion and absorption. The small intestine has a very large internal surface because of the numerous folds and villi that cover it and make it optimal for absorption of nutrients. The small intestine is divided into duodenum, where enzymes and secretions produced by the cells of the intestine itself, the liver, bile, and the pancreas, pancreatic juice, continue the digestion of carbohydrates and proteins, and complete the digestion of fats. Jejunum and ileum, absorption sites for proteins and carbohydrates. Elimination. Chyme passes from the ileum into the large intestine, which is divided into the cecum, colon, and rectum, anal canal. Water and ions are absorbed in the colon, and the feces are stored in the rectum until they are expelled. Liver and pancreas. The activities of the digestive apparatus and the associated glands are controlled by the gastrointestinal nervous system and by many hormones. The nutrient-rich blood that leaves the digestive tract flows through the hepatic portal vein to the liver, which stores nutrients or converts them to molecules the body needs. Sugars are stored as glycogen and can be released when blood sugar levels decline. Amino acids are used for production of proteins. Lipids are stored as triglycerides and used for production of lipoproteins responsible for the blood cholesterol level. High-density lipoproteins, HDL, remove cholesterol from the tissues and carry it to the liver. Low-density lipoproteins, LDL, transport cholesterol into the body, and very low-density lipoproteins, VLDL, contain triglycerides to be sent to the adipose cells. The pancreas controls the level of glucose in the blood by production of insulin and glucagon. Insulin produced after a meal lowers blood glucose and sends it to sites that need it or to storage. Glucagon, produced when blood glucose level is lowered, stimulates the liver cells to break down glycogen and activate gluconeogenesis.